Johnson's Wax Program. Starring the King's Man. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Car New Auto Polish bring you America's greatest vocal foursome, Ken Darby and the King's Men, with some noble music by Elliot Daniel and the orchestra, plus our special guest, that popular composer of popular songs, our king for tonight, Hoagy Carmichael. And while the royal court awaits the king's arrival, here's the custodian of the castle and the chief keeper of the keys, Ken Darby.
Thank you, Harlow Wilcox. The boys and I would like to kick open the doors of Old Castle Carnew tonight with a song about a blonde. A beautiful blonde, in fact, from Bashful Ben.
There's a trigger happy rootin' tootin' highfalutin' pistol packin' mama way out west. Now I don't know what it is she's got, but whatever it is, it's the best. She's that beautiful blonde from Bashful Bend. She never did learn to keep a friend. She'd give him a start, then shoot him in the end. The beautiful blonde from Bashful Bend.
She's hardly the type to cuddle near. Rather go out and rope a steer. They never did build a school that she'd attend.
The beautiful blonde from Bashful Bend. When she draws her 45, the whole town runs for cover. Hardly a man is now alive and ever tried to love her. Oh, the beautiful blonde from Bashful Bend. Never did learn to keep a friend.
She'd give him a start,
then shoot him in the end. Shoot him in the end. Shoot him in the end. That hard tootin', free bootin', highfalutin', rootin', tootin', six shootin', beautiful blonde from Bashful Bend.
Great men, great. No blonde ever got kinder treatment, musically at least.
Glad you liked it, Harlow. The boys and I are trying out a new technique tonight.
New style, eh?
Yeah. We thought we'd like to see how a song sounds when we all finish at the same time.
Hey, that is a novel idea, but it'll never catch on, Ken.
Well, let's give it a chance. Right now, our royal guest is approaching the castle. It seems only fitting that we pipe him aboard with one of his own great tunes. It's a song the King's Men recorded back in 1935 with our first king, the King of Jazz, Old Pops Whiteman.
And it was written by the man who will shortly arrive as our king for tonight, Hoagy Carmichael. With Elliot Daniel and the orchestra, the King's Men bring us Stardust.
Spell of dreams.
Thank you. And now here he comes. The king approaches. Fan him in with the royal fanfare, men. Trump that king with the trumpets. Ladies and gentlemen, our royal guest from the realm of song, that maker of hits, our king for tonight, Hoagy Carmichael.
Well, you better mop out those trumpets, boys. You nearly drowned me. Hey, this is quite a ball you throw for your visitors, Kent.
The castle is at your service, King Hoagy.
My usual greeting is, hey, wait in the alley, bub. We ain't talking to song peddlers today.
Well, tonight you rule, Your Majesty. You are our king for tonight. King Hoagy the First.
And probably the last. Say, I might like this royalty stuff, Knave. Is there any remuneration in it?
There is indeed. But don't worry about it. We'll try to keep it low enough so the taxes don't fracture you.
Very thoughtful.
We aim to give our visiting monarchs every consideration. But time's a-wasting, King. Your loyal followers are beating down the castle gates. Let's step out on the balcony and give them a rundown on Your Majesty's music.
Hey, hold the phone, lad. You don't mean to suggest that a king should go around plugging his own songs, do you? It just ain't modest for a king. I never talk about my own songs in public.
Since when?
Since I hired a press agent. Let him earn his dough.
Well, this sort of shoves a Stilson into the machinery, King. Your subjects have petitioned us for a little medley of Your Melodic Majesty's musical triumphs. Hope we might catch a covey of your better-known cantatas.
Give me that a little slower.
Well, the gist of it is they want music, your music. You wrote, for instance, a song about a small elderly female called, oddly enough, Little Old Lady.
Oh, is that the one that goes, Little Old Lady, time for tea. Here's a kiss, two or three. You're just like that little old lady I hold dear to me.
Ah, yes, that's the one. Give us more.
Sorry, Knave, but modesty forbids. We wouldn't want our subjects to think we were showing off, would we?
I'd hate for our sponsor to think that we weren't.
Now, for instance, Ken, you can see how corny this would be. I come in, see, and I want to sit down, and you say, pull up a chair, and I say, a straight chair.
And I say, no, take that old rocking chair.
Old rocking chair's got me. Judgment day is here. Chained to my old rocking chair. Do you know what I mean? A very crude approach.
I think we're getting someplace, though, King Hoag. Maybe we can do this sort of clever-like, like the radio shows do. You know, subtle stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe I say, hey, I think I'll go up north on my vacation.
And I say, up north? Where, to Georgia?
Georgia, I say. But Georgia's down south. Whatever made you think of Georgia?
And I snap back with, oh, I don't know. I guess I just got Georgia on my mind.
That's a cue.
Georgia. Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
You know, that might be just a wee bit too subtle at that, Monarch.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose we did it this way. Suppose I said to you, I went fishing yesterday. And you say, where'd you fish? I said, out at the lake. Then what?
Then I'm dead. We got no songs about lakes. You fished in a river, Knave, an old lazy river. The one I just happened to write a song about that goes, up a lazy river, where the robin's song meets a lazy river in the noonday sun. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy you will be. Up a lazy river with me.
That's the sort of stuff I had in mind.
That stuff might be okay for your cornier guests, but not King Hoagie. Some people might drop in and expect you to coax them into singing their own songs. Ho, ho, but not me.
Not you?
No, sir. Some guys might wind up singing a whole medley of their own tunes. Ho, ho, but not me.
No, ho, ho, not you.
Nope, I'm going to skip all that medley stuff. Forget all the songs I wrote. And just do one simple tune. It's called Hong Kong Blue. Ho, ho, I wrote it, too.
Well, give the man a shove, boys.
It's the story of a very unfortunate Memphis man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Chinese Gong. And now he's bobbing the piano just to raise the price of a ticket to the land of the free. Well, he say his home's in Frisco where they send the rice, but it's really in Tennessee. That's why he said, I need someone to love me. Need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. Yes, I need someone to lend me a $50 bill, and then I leave Hong Kong far behind me for happiness once again. Won't someone believe I begin to see that bay again? But when I try to leave, old local man won't let me fly away. I need someone to love me. Need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. The story of a very unfortunate Memphis man, I know, who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years of privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Chinese Gong. Gong.
Carmichael. Just drape the frame on the throne there and catch your royal breath for later. How about that man for knocking out hits, Harlow?
The King is a solid click, Ken. Every song the man writes is a hit with music lovers, just like Johnson's Glowcoat is a hit with housewives.
Wasn't that a rather sharp turn there, old boy? You didn't have your hand out, you know.
Yes, sir, Ken. For years, housewives have made Johnson's Glowcoat the world's most popular floor wax. For years, Glowcoat has outsold any other brand of self-polishing wax by more than 2-to-1.
Oh, but tell us more, please.
Ah, but now there's a new Johnson's Glowcoat, an improved Glowcoat. The new 1949 Glowcoat that makes your linoleum floor covering shine almost twice as brightly as before. It's even quicker and easier to apply than before, and the gleam lasts almost twice as long.
I can see that gleam right in your eyes, Harlow.
Ah, you should see the gleam in the eyes of a happy housewife as she discovers for herself why Johnson's Glowcoat is the world's most popular floor wax. The new 1949 Glowcoat that you simply pour out, spread around, and let dry in 20 minutes or less to a hard, protective coating that makes your linoleum shine brighter than ever before. The new 1949 Johnson's Glowcoat.
Harlow, you talk like a man who loves his work.
Oh, well, I think everybody knows.
Well, you know, I hope you realize how lucky you are. Because the boys and I know a fellow who has to make his living at a job he hates.
No.
Listen to the story of The Leader Doesn't Like Music.
Our leader is, to say the least, a most peculiar fellow. He seems to know his instruments from piccolo to cello. He plays all compositions, and he plays in every key. But he has one peculiarity. Oh, the leader doesn't like music. Ta-da-da, ta-da-da, ta-da-da.
Oh, the maestro, he's a no lack of the music.
Ta-da-da, ta-da-da, ta-da-da.
For when he was a boy, he never could enjoy the fun that the other fellows had.
His father, who was very stern, said his music you must learn, and that's what really made him mad.
Oh,
the leader doesn't like music. Though the people on the floor may be clamoring for more, with his baton in his hand, he will have you understand that the leader doesn't like music, and the leader doesn't like the band.
And the symphony by Haydn makes him swear.
He despises Paganini or an opera by Rossini, and the Strauss waltz makes him tear his hair.
Oh, the leader hates all kinds of music. Whoop, whoop.
Ta-ra-ra, ta-ra-ra, ta-ra-ra.
He doesn't like it sweet, though he doesn't like it hot.
Hey, that really broke it down, man. A good King Hoagie is indeed well pleased. Ho, ho.
Thanks, Monarch. Good King Hoagie will be even weller pleased when he hears what's coming up. Because we've got a band leader here at Castle Carnew who loves music. Hang on tight now for some fancy two-piano work by Elliot Daniel and Buddy Cole, with a backup by the band on Someone to Watch Over Me. you, Elliot. Ladies and gentlemen, comes now the spot where we'd like to nominate for a permanent place in your memory a slice of a real Americana. It was originally called by the watermelon vine. It's better known now as Lindy, 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 ain't you coming out tonight?
Lindy, 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 you're as sweet as sugar cane. Lindy, 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 while the moon is shining bright. Lindy, 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 let's go walking down the lane. There's nobody looking, only Mr. Moon. Must you keep me waiting till tomorrow noon? There's a lot of happiness that we could soon be a-tasting. Time's a-wasting. Lindy, 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 while the moon is shining bright. Lindy, 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 put your hand in mine. Lindy, 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 ain't you coming out tonight? Lindy, come and meet me by the watermelon vine. Lindy, Lindy, sweet as the sugar cane. Lindy, Lindy, say you.
It's a great thing to discover that doing less work can make your home more beautiful. Yet that's exactly what happens when you use Johnson's new 1949 Glow Coat on floors and linoleum. Yes, this new improved Glow Coat is the easiest wax to use you've ever tried. Just spread it on, let it dry. In 20 minutes, your floor is covered with a tough protective film that resists dirt and wear, makes cleaning far easier. But your big surprise comes when you look at your floor. Johnson's new 1949 Glow Coat makes linoleum shine almost twice as brightly as ever before. Yes, almost twice as brightly. And the shine lasts almost twice as long. So, for a more beautiful floor in a more sparkling kitchen, for a finish that lasts longer and cleans more easily, use Johnson's new 1949 Glow Coat. G-L-O-C-O-A-T. At your dealers in the familiar yellow container with the bright red band. Remember, Johnson's new 1949 Glow Coat goes on more easily, lasts longer, shines almost twice as brightly without polishing.
This is Ken Darby again, and I think King Hoagie, the Carmichael, has had time to catch his royal breath by now. How about it, King Hoagie? All set?
Yep. What's the next item on the castle schedule? Review the troops, check the dungeon.
Take a pencil and paper and draw a drawbridge?
No.
As a matter of fact, King...
Maybe King Hoagie ought to inspect the harem.
Now, what would you do with a harem? Scare him?
Oh. I could have your head for that, Knave.
And for scaring purposes, your head might be all right, too.
Ouch. Your Highness scoreth where it hurteth. But according to the schedule here, it is right now time for King Hoagie, the King's men, Sir Elliot Daniel and his Tuesday knights, and the entire ensemble of Castle Carnew to have a joust at a favorite called Old Buttermilk Sky.
Ho, ho, I wrote fast.
Come out swinging, man.
Rain, rain, go away, come again another day. Little Hugo has a date tonight. Hugo really wants to know, will it rain or will it snow, or will the moon shine bright?
Oh, Buttermilk Sky, I keep my eyes on you. What's a good word tonight? Are you gonna be mellow tonight? Oh, Buttermilk Sky,
oh, Buttermilk Sky,
can't you see my little donkey and me? We're as happy as a Christmas tree, heading for the one I love. I'm gonna pop her the question, that question. Do you, darling, do you do? It'll be easy, so easy, if I can only bank on you. buttermilk sky.
Buttermilk sky.
I'm telling you why, now you know. Keep it in mind tonight. Keep a brushing those clouds from sight. Oh, buttermilk sky. Don't you fail me when I'm needing you most. Hang a moon above her hitching post. Hitch me to the one I love.
Oh, buttermilk sky.
Oh, buttermilk sky.
I'm telling you why.
Now you know.
Keep it in mind tonight.
Keep a brushing those clouds from sight.
Oh, buttermilk sky.
Don't you feel me when I'm needing you most. Hang a moon above her hitching post.
Hitch me to the one I love.
I'll pop her that question, the question.
Do you gotta do it, do?
And it'll be easy, easy, if I can only bank on you.
Oh, buttermilk sky.
Can it you cry?
Oh, buttermilk sky.
Don't tell me no lie.
Please be mellow tonight.
Oh, buttermilk sky.
Oh, buttermilk sky.
Thanks to Hoagy Carmichael. And hey, Ken, before you close up the castle, what's the news for next week?
Well, the King's men are working hard on Blue Tail Fly. Elliot Daniel and the band will bring us Lover, and our special guest King will be that bright young bandman, singer, and wit, Bob Crosby.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Car New Auto Polish, and reminding you that the safest way to security is through United States Savings Bonds. Whatever you want from your future, guarantee it by the regular systematic purchase of United States Savings Bonds. Good night and a shining future.
Rub it on. Wipe it off. That's all you do with Johnson's Car New, the wax-fortified auto polish that cleans and polishes in one easy application. Car New cuts through traffic tarnish, whisks it away. Water alone can't remove that traffic tarnish, but Car New will. Car New polishes your car, too, gives it a brilliant luster that makes it look like new. Ask for Johnson's wax-fortified Car New tomorrow at your nearest dealer or service station. Cleaning a car can be hard work. Car New saves you a lot of that work. Saves you time, too. And gives your car a real Sunday shine. Rub it on. Wipe it off. That's all you do with Car New.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
WMAQ and WMAQ-FM, NBC in Chicago.